all in mid-body.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darmamafo.
Push it right to the edge.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeah. And during the few moments that we have left, we want to have just an off-the-cuff chat between you and me.
Yeah. Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Carnelian's layers. Hook up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Y'all was talking about the gods.
the strength of her freedom, glory shall rest on us all.
This is Chuck U. Foley, and it's the America in me that keeps me thinking about the USA. So I took these thoughts, fed them into the W blah 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 production studio, and came out with my interpretation of America. If you feel you can relate to such a topic, then please stay tuned.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We're in America.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show. Oh no, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Tonight, we're celebrating the 4th of July holiday with a theme based on America. In the past, my 4th of July shows have often included either in whole or excerpts from great American speeches, like Eisenhower's farewell address when in 1960 he warned of the dangers of the military-industrial complex, which unfortunately he was exactly right, and it turned out to have happened and come true. And last year we heard from John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute talking about our ever-eroding civil liberties. And I've also included, Malcolm X, who, if I were a black American growing up in the 1960s, I'd be much more Malcolm X than I would be Martin Luther King Jr. Although, Malcolm X, he was a very complex man, and I certainly wouldn't be into the Islam aspect of it, or even the nation of Islam that he was associated with, and later get kicked out of and ultimately was assassinated by people associated with it. But in terms of many of his ideas that just resonate with people who are fighting for their civil liberties, their freedoms, I think at the core, I endorse a lot of his approaches. So we had heard from before The Ballot or the Bullet, a 1964 speech, and tonight we're going to hear from him again in another very influential speech from 1963, November 10th, 1963, his message to the grassroots, which in the second hour of the show, I'll be mixing that up on top of the American classical composer, Aaron Copland, his Billy the Kid Orchestral Suite. Yes, Malcolm X and Aaron Copland. Who else is going to go and mix that up for you on the radio? Only here on WMFO in Medford, yes. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. And let me reiterate the disclaimer that Chuck Yu did in our intro set about the views and opinions representing only those of the participants, the people who speak them, and not of Tufts University, WMFO, or this show's producer, that'd be me. So we started off the show with Walter Trout and the Free Radicals and a Jimi Hendrix-influenced version of the Star-Spangled Banner that I found on an outstanding compilation called Blue Haze. And then we heard from our featured artists of the evening, because this is a Tears of the Gods sound collage, and we always have a featured artist or album for you. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, part one from the second album from the Presidents of the United States of America. Then thanks to Chuck Yu going out for his sonic montage at the beginning of his America custom mix compilation that said limited distribution, but you know, it goes to places where it matters and it gets rebroadcast. And, various artists in that mix. And we finished off the intro set with Poison and their really cool cover version of We're an American Band. originally Grand Funk Railroad. So backing me up right now is the Marine Corps band with the Marine Corps hymn. And the format of our show tonight is just going to be, from here on out, three long sets. Like, the next set's a little over half an hour, actually. And we've got plenty of great artists as we explore our America theme this evening. And of particular note in the next set, we're going to hear a selection from Frank Zappa's last album. This is it's categorized as classical music, but him and a wider cast of musical characters, Ensemble Modern. That piece is called Food Gathering in Post-Industrial America, 1992. And also David Byrne in there, and from an album, Here Lies Love, dedicated to Imelda Marcos. The piece is called American Troglodyte. And we're also going to hear from Jack Kerouac and Al Cohn and Zoot Sims, poetry mixed up with jazz called American Haikus. All that, plus two songs from our featured artists, the presidents of the United States of America. And we're going to start the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going right now with Iggy Pop and Wild America on WMFO and Medford.
That took me to the gathering in post-industrial America, 1992. When the last decrepit factory has dumped its final load of toxic waste into the water supply and shipped its last badly manufactured, incompetently designed consumer thing. We gaze in astonishment as the denizens of
New Perfect America
dine on rats. Styrofoam packing pellets. All floating in a broth of tritium-enriched sewage. Since the total ban on abortion a few years back.
Oh, sh**.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, sh**. What are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Devil's on the other side.
everybody knows me. They are drinking to my health. I terrorized my family and I terrorized myself. Americans are going to outer space. Americans are buying that real estate. And Americans are living a simple life. Americans are dancing on Friday nights. Americans are going to Broadway shows. Americans believe in the Holy Ghost. Americans are wearing that lingerie.
In my medicine cabinet, the winter fly has died of old age. Well, here I am, 2 p.m. What day is it? Tree looks like a dog barking at heaven. Prayer beads on the holy book. My knees are cold. In the morning frost, the cats step slowly. No telegram today, only more leaves fell. The castle of the Gandharvas is full of aging young couples. Early morning yellow flowers, thinking about the drunkards of Mexico. National scene, late afternoon sun in those trees. Nightfall, boy smashing dandelions with a stick. Holding up my purring cat to the moon, I sighed. August moon. Oh, I got a boil on my thigh. Drunk as a hoot owl, writing letters by thunderstorm. All day long, wearing a hat that wasn't on my head. Beautiful young girls running up the library steps with shorts on. Crossing the football field, coming home from work, the lonely businessman. Useless, useless, heavy rain driving into the sea. After the shower, among the drenched roses, the bird thrashing in the bath. The little worm lowers itself from the roof by a self-shat thread. Snap your finger. Stop the world. Rain falls harder. Nightfall. Too dark to read the page. Too cold. In my medicine cabinet, the winter fly has died of old age. Following each other, my cats stop when it thunders. Spring evening, the two 18-year-old sisters. The postman is late. The toilet window is shining. Wash hung out by moonlight, Friday night in May. Empty baseball field, a robin hops along the bench. Mm-hmm. Blackbird. No! Bluebird! Branch. Still jumping. My rumpled couch, the lady's voice next door. The bottoms of my shoes are clean from walking in the rain. Bee, why are you staring at me? I'm not a flower. The barn, swimming in a sea of windblown leaves. Glowworm, sleeping on this flower, your light's on. Spring night, a leaf falling from my chimney. Regimented, dead.
yours now. When I get you home, in my room, between my sheets, and I got a chance to tell you face to face how I feel about you, darling. Now I say, you're a lunatic to love. You're a lunatic to love. You can hold my hand to stand up.
To the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating the 4th of July with an America-themed show. We began that last 34-minute set with Iggy Pop and Wild America from his American Caesar album. Then our featured artists of the evening, the Presidents of the United States of America, that was Surfs Down from their Love Everybody album. Then Frank Zappa and Ensemble Modern, Food Gathering in Post-Industrial America, 1992. And that was on the Yellow Shark, released in 1993, which was the last album that Frank Zappa basically worked on before he passed away. And then we heard from Heart, Dear Old America. It was actually a song written for their father, who was a United States Marine, and they grew up, moving around to some extent. In particular, they lived in Taiwan for a while. And then we heard from David Byrne, American Troglodyte, which was a song from his Here Lies Love album, which was strangely dedicated to Imelda Marcos, wife of the Filipino dictator Ferdinand Marcos. And she's also known for having a very extravagant lifestyle and having over 1,000 pairs of shoes. Then a long, crazy piece. Might have lost some listeners with that one, from Jack Kerouac, accompanied by Al Cohen and Zoot Sims. It was called American Haikus. From the Jack Kerouac collection. Then some feminist punk with Bikini Kill, Reject All American, off of the title track from the Ponyous album. And then we finished things off with our featured artists once again, the Presidents of the United States of America and Lunatic to Love. Backing me up right now, well, this is the Stars and Stripes Forever, played on ukulele by the Kalima Brothers. So we've got quite a sound collage coming up for you in the next set. In particular, I'm mixing up the first part of Malcolm X's 1963 speech, Message to the Grassroots. And, well, at the time, Malcolm X was becoming disillusioned with the Nation of Islam, but he was still in line with that. And the part of the speech, which actually was like 50 minutes long, that I'm going to play for you, talks about the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. And at the time, what he's trying to do is convince the people that he's talking to that they're all in it together. And that even though he's coming from the Nation of Islam and people are Baptists and some are Methodists, that fundamentally they're all black and they're all being oppressed. And, well, it's a great American speech, which in fact is was ranked 91st in the top 100 American speeches of the 20th century. By who? Well, 137 leading scholars of American oratory and public address. And then I'm mixing that on top of epic work from the American composer Aaron Copland, who, well, he was instrumental in forging a particular distinct type of American classical composition. And this next piece, he had a bunch of different styles, some that were much more elaborate and esoteric. And this one from Billy the Kid is the more popular kind, which he labeled his vernacular style. Still, for a lot of us living in the 21st centuries, it may not seem as accessible as it did to other people, like in the 1930s of America. But, well, in any case, yes, a crazy sound collage such as you get only here on either Tears of the Gods or A Plastic Sushi on WMFO in Medford. And I'm going to sandwich that Malcolm X Copland piece in between two songs from our featured artists, the Presidents of the United States of America. And, well, we'll see you on pretty much the other side of this half hour. Sound